Always love to have you in studio talking about the latest and what's happening in the community hospital, the different projects that are coming up, and of course, those is always some the hospitals. What I contacted Troy the other day about really is to talk about, they had a recent meeting with all the hospitals around the state, and that happens a lot, I'm sure. The talk between all the hospitals and what's going on, and what's the latest you can tell us as far as talking with everybody else around the state with the hospital industry right now? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I think overall things are okay, but we're seeing indicators these days that more and more hospitals are struggling. It's interesting because during the pandemic, hospitals received a decent amount of funding for different things, which artificially propped up their financial situation. And now that that's over, we're noticing that many hospitals are in the red. I think more than half of the hospitals in the state of Nebraska have dropped into negative territory with their operating margins. And it's not really expected to be much different this year. You can imagine what happens when you're paying 30 to 40% more for labor costs today than you did in 2019, or 25% more for supplies and everything else that you use. Equipment's costing 25 to 30% more than it did in 2019. Construction, and you'd like to think you wouldn't have to continue to construct things, but hospitals continue to have to renovate space and be state of the art as our communities expect us to be, and that's extremely expensive today compared to what it was just 3 years ago. And so with all those costs going up, I can guarantee you reimbursement, whether it's coming from government sources like Medicare, Medicaid, or commercial payers, has not even come close to increasing at those rates. So where people were maybe running 3 to 5% margins in 2019, they're running 0 to minus 2 or 3 these days. We're probably at a break even if it isn't for a few things we've had happen that are a little unique for us. And, we'd like to be running more around 3% if we could, but it's not even possible, I can tell you, to suggest that you're going to run a 3% operating margin, which over time becomes very problematic. But we've been discussing as an industry trying to push on some things. I think some people, maybe most people don't realize, or some people do, the governor has come out and specifically mentioned he doesn't intend to increase the reimbursement rates for Medicaid to hospitals over the next 2 years. And it's a little telling about what happens when you have a new governor. Maybe they don't quite understand how things work, but I can tell you the way to fix the problem isn't to starve it. And that's what's about to happen, and so we're trying to see, and I think the legislature will probably look at that differently than the governor does, and most likely override whatever he's trying to do there, because you can't have your costs go up by 30% and have zero increase in what you get reimbursed. It's just not sustainable. The only way that, and this is more than most people want to hear, but the only way that you can make that work is to somehow negotiate a higher rate with Blue Cross and United and people like that all of us with commercial insurance have. And how fair is it to charge the people with a commercial insurance card 30% more every year because Medicaid and Medicare aren't paying their share? And it's just not, you just can't do it. People will not access care if you charge them that much. So we're running on really, really thin margins, and we're hopeful that the governor's way isn't the way this goes. So we'll see. But overall, community hospital is doing fine, and we're not worried about it. But there's a lot of hospitals in this state that aren't our size. They're smaller than we are, and they are already living on almost no margin. So we'll see how things go.
Talk about a legislative session like maybe no other in the past 10, 20 years, with all the different things, topics being announced. And I don't even think they've even got to hospitals yet, have they?
It's all in committee still, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in committee. And so, the budget itself, when they have to pass that, that's always a big thing too. But there's some things out there for hospitals that we're trying to deal with as well. But it gets pretty technical. I don't think the listeners are going to hear me talk about a program called 340B, but that's another one that small hospitals have been using to prop up their margins for many, many years. And it allows hospitals to purchase drugs at a much reduced rate and then sell them at a market rate. And it gives them a much larger margin than they otherwise would get. And the pharmaceutical companies have been pushing back on this for years and trying to eliminate it. They've stopped actually providing the discounts. And when that was the only reason a hospital wasn't out of business 5 years ago, well, they're going to start going out of business here soon if they don't stop the manufacturers from doing what they're doing. But and there's some bills in regard to that that hopefully can get passed to try to deal with that.
Well, it's a long session, so it goes on to what, June? So there's a lot more time still to talk about all this stuff.
Yeah, but you're right. Yeah, there's a lot of cultural things they seem to be discussing these days, which is great and fine. Let's work that out. But yeah, we do need to get to some of these things eventually. You know, I think the state basically funds education and healthcare with most of their dollars, and so it'd probably be good if they spent a little time talking about those two things.
Mm-hmm. Not everything is bad as far as hospitals around the state. And we talked about it, some tough times right now, but you got some great things going on at community hospital right now, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We everybody knows we finished our specialty clinic now a while ago and paused for about 2.5 days, I think, and then started talking about what we needed to do next. And back in 2016, when we prepared for and planned for the specialty clinic work that we just finished, we had a second project that we were planning for that we chose not to do, and that was our emergency room and then making our injection infusion area for oncology patients and other patients needing infusions a much better space. And so now we're back looking at that to see what can we afford and how can we make it a feasible project. And like I said a bit ago, costs are way high. And so, but we plan to get the emergency room more modernized here soon, and we're working with architects as we speak to do that. There's some other things we're looking at. We always seem to need more clinic space, even though we just finished a new specialty clinic, but the McCook Clinic leases their space from us. They might need some more space. We do have 3 more doctors coming in 2026, so they need a place to go. And so we're working on that. Where should it be? Where should it go? And as you drive around the hospital, you know that the only land we have that we can build on is about 3 stories lower than the existing building down off the you know, 11th Street. Not a great situation, but you know, that's about it. And you know, if somebody wants to sell some land to the north, we'd love to hear from them. But it becomes a difficult thing when you're planning for building on our campus today, because it's like you got one shot and you can't undo it because we have nowhere else to go. Parking is not a great situation for us now either. So the decisions we make are quite interesting, taking us a little longer than normal, but we'll have some information to share here soon on what we plan to do.
And exciting that you said a couple of new names, new doctors will be here in a couple of years.
Yeah, it's coming up on us. Yeah. There's 3 doctors that'll be coming in 2026 out of their residencies. So it's a little bit of time from now, you know, and we'll see. But yeah, I think we contracted with them a couple years ago now. So, but they're all family practice doctors, and we're looking forward to it. And that's after adding Dr. Ferguson 2 years ago, and then Dr. Erickson this last summer. So we're feeling really good because there was a time when it felt impossible to recruit, and so we're feeling good about that.
And I know the Hospital Health Foundation's got some exciting events coming up here this summer into the fall too.
Yeah, Pro-Am's coming up. Mm-hmm. So if you want a team, give us a call. If you want to be a sponsor, of course, give Jessica a call. I'm sure she'll be here many times between now and then talking about it. And then our concert in October, we got Priscilla Block coming, and so I have a feeling she's going to put out a few more hits between now and then as well. But she's a great person to get coming to McCook. I think reminds me of when we had Ashley McBride come out about 5 years ago now, and she was new to the scene but had a lot of great songs, and now she's kind of a household name. So Priscilla Block is pretty similar. I think she's going to have quite a few hits by the time she gets here in October.
Yep, coming up in the fall, some great events. And yeah, Jessica's been here once or twice to talk about it, and she'll be in here a couple of more times over the next couple of months.
Yep.
Good to talk to you, sir.
Yeah, you too, Rich.
You bet. Always, you know, it's just some things going around the state of Nebraska with hospitals, but everybody's sticking together, aren't they?
Yeah, we are. And, you know, we support the governor and what he's trying to do. We just have to do a better job of educating how some of this stuff works and how it doesn't work. And our state senators are pretty well educated on this. So I think we feel good about it, but it's just a matter of getting where we want to go. That 0% over the next 2 years is, I don't like using the word draconian, but I just don't know. It's just, you know, could you imagine if if you demanded a 0% increase on anything you've purchased over the last couple of years or what you expect to purchase over the next 2 years, you wouldn't expect it, right? Because inflation is ridiculous right now. So mm-hmm. how would you expect to pay the same for something 2 years from now that you're paying for it now when inflation's 6-7%? And that's what he's expecting. And it's like, well, but our costs aren't going to stay at zero. Our costs are going to continue to inflate like they already have. And so I don't know. We'll see where it goes, and you know, it'll all work out. But you know, the risk is that you start losing services. You know, mm-hmm. you have services that hospitals do at a significant loss in most communities across the state, and they're just going to have to stop doing some of those, and that's not good. If you lose nursing home care, if you lose home health care, and or hospice care in different parts of the state. OB, it's already becoming hard for many communities in this state to find a place to deliver a baby. I mean, you go west of us, you can't deliver a baby. West of us, anywhere in this state, you cannot deliver a baby until you get into the panhandle. And so, you know, imagine how that is going to look if you lose that many more hospitals doing labor and delivery. It's dangerous. It's really dangerous. So we're pushing on it, and we're optimistic. We always are. We'll get the governor trained on how these things work. I hope. I hope so.